Blog Talk Radio.
Today I tried to get on at 12:30, and it actually wouldn't let me for whatever reason. It said my show wasn't due for another hour, so I don't know what happened. I'm not understanding. I don't know what happened, but anyway, I did go live on YouTube, so I did do it live there, and now I'm coming to do one here. I hope everybody is doing well. You know what? I have come to agreement. I have come to understand that y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all not ready for Cassie over here. Y'all, you guys are not ready. I talk too much about white folk for y'all, and y'all have already cooned out. Y'all have already sold your soul to your enemy, and y'all mad. And it's okay, because if y'all done drunk that Kool-Aid, y'all finna die anyway. Because y'all, I'm telling you, and I'm just going to say what I need to say on here today, because I don't care if y'all come back or not, because I have gotten to the point where we are so brainwashed and we so used to conforming to white folks that we don't want to hurt white folks' feelings. And I don't care if I hurt their feelings or not. I don't give a damn about them. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give y'all the number to call in. So if y'all calling in and y'all mad about what I'm saying, call in and talk to me. Let me give you the number to dial, okay? The number is 563-999. Hold on. Yeah, 999-3682, okay? If you want to call in, if you want to, you know, say, have something to say, or if you want to tell me to kiss your butt, or, hey, Kathy, I'm just enjoying, or I don't like you no more. Call in and just let's have some fun here. Let's talk and have some fun. You know what I'm saying? But I did want to talk about this critical race theory, and that's what I did talk about on my live today, about the critical race theory. But I also want to talk to you guys about getting your own business. I hope you're coming off the grid. I hope you got your own business. I hope you got your own stuff together. I hope that you're not spending so much time working for them that you're not working for yourself. Now, you see what they've already told you. Well, you can't do this. You can't have your own, you know, you can't work here if you don't get something that they know that's going to kill you, or something that they know that's harmful to you. They're going to tell you that you cannot work at our jobs if you don't let us poison you and do an experiment on you. And a lot of y'all fools are sitting up there allowing them because you're scared, because you didn't prepare when they told you and they was telling y'all that we are going to make y'all do this. But y'all sat there and thought they were lying. You ain't going to make me do this. You ain't going to make me take nothing. You ain't going to make me. You can't. And they did, didn't they? Okay, now they didn't told y'all. If you don't do this, we going to do this. If y'all don't take this jab, y'all don't drink this Kool-Aid, then you're not going to be able to do this, that, and the other. Right? Okay, they didn't told y'all that. Y'all sat there and thought they were lying, so you didn't get yourself prepared. NFL, football players, basketball players, they told y'all the same thing. Yeah, they told you, hey, we need you to do this, that, and the other. You said you felt they was playing, And they told y'all, okay, y'all not going to make y'all millions of dollars if y'all don't allow us to experiment on y'all. So what y'all do? Some half of y'all allowed it, and you didn't even fight it. You just went for it, and you folded, and you just, okay, here, take my arm. Go ahead and do what you want to do, right? Why? Because you're scared. You didn't prepare. We've been telling you to get your gold and silver. We've been telling you to invest. We've been telling you you can move to Africa and get some land there. We've been telling you that you need to get your own businesses. I'm selling generators. I have a travel business. I have power packs that I've been selling now. And these power packs is portable, and they are water resistant. And they have like, 10,000 megawatts. And it's time for you to do something. It's time for you to get yourself together. It's time for you to have your own. And if you don't have your own business, and pandemic proof of your business, shame on you. Shame on you. Because they doing some stuff now, and they trying to show you and tell you just how they feel. Let me tell you why critical race theory, they are coming against critical race theory, and that's really what I want to talk about. They can teach your children anything they want to, but then when you come here and you try to teach your child something, you trying to get your child's mind right, they will tell you what you can and can't teach your own. Why don't they want you to teach critical race theory? What is critical race theory? Critical race theory is an intellectual movement and a framework of legal analysis according to which with one race is a culturally invested category used to oppress people of color, black folks. The law and legal institutions in the United States are inherently racist insofar as they function to create and maintain social, political, and economic inequalities between white and non-white people. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Critical race theory is gaslighting. We want to put white folk on notice and on blast that we see what you're doing. Is racism still in America? Yes, it is, but Tim Scott and Kamala Harris told you it wasn't. Is racism still alive and well? Critical race theory is trying to help you to understand why white people are afraid of black people, why white people do what they do. It's challenging white privilege and exposing deficit-informed research that ignores and often omits the scholarship of people of color. They trying to gaslight you writing the law and not going by the law. They go by it when it comes to you, but then when they do stuff, they don't go by that same law. CRT is seeking to address the roles of racism in the law and the work of eliminating it. But guess what? You have black folks standing up against critical race theory. Tell me why. You so busy trying to appease to these white folks, but he told you to come from among, learn out their ways, be ye separate, didn't he? But y'all done married them. You're having sex with them. They best friends now. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you about yourself today. And I don't care if you don't come back because you need to hear this. It's time for you to get the truth, and it's time for you guys to start doing something about this, what you're seeing about. This stuff is happening on your job. It's happening everywhere you are. And you've been treated so dirty for so long, you don't even know that they mistreat you. You've been so used to them mistreating you that you just go along with it just to get along. You know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. But do you say anything? No. What did the Black Caucus just do to you? They just told you that they couldn't do the George Floyd bill, didn't they? And what y'all say about it? Nothing. You're going to accept it because you've been accepting it. You don't say nothing when the Black Caucus do you wrong. You don't say nothing. You don't express nothing. You just keep on voting for the same people that don't like you. You keep voting for people that can't stand you. You keep voting for people that have an issue against you. That's not going to be, that's been paid millions of dollars not to do anything for you. It's called benign neglect. It's the Kramer Report. Read it. How they said, we're not going to promise black folk nothing. We're going to ignore them. We're not going to do nothing for them. And what have Biden done? For y'all fools that voted for Biden, what has he done for y'all stupid butts? Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about you today because I can. What did he do for you? Nothing. You gave this man the racist that tore black families. You gave him the highest seat. Why? Because he's changed. What did he do to show you that he changed? How did he change? What did he do to show you that he cared? And then you went against Ice Cube that told you to ask for something. And then you had the nerve, some of y'all dummies had the nerve to vote for another racist. Trump. When you going to get your own? When you going to get your own political party? When are you going to be convinced that it's more than 12% of you guys? They're going to tell you it's 12% of you guys, and they've been telling you it's 12% of you guys for the last 400 years, and y'all been believing them. How's it just 12% of us, y'all? They're not going to tell you it's more of us than them. You know how many of them died of opiates last year? You know how many of them dying now of family members killing them, suicide, them killing each other, and they're going to tell you that still 12% of you, are you stupid or what? The Mexicans came here. It was only 7%. It's 32% of them. And you've been here 500 years, and you still believe that it's only 12% of you. Oh, my God. Are you serious? That means y'all ain't nobody having no babies. Ain't nobody having no babies. Is that what that means? Because that's what it sounds like they're saying. Y'all not reproducing. But guess what? They're not the one. They're the ones that's not reproducing. Biden told you guys. He had the nerve to say this. This is racist. Devil told you. He said America's in trouble. America's doomed. Ain't that what he said? America's doomed. Why did he say that? He said not just because of the black African Americans. He said, but because of your 2040, we'll be the minority. Ain't that what he said? So he's been putting things in place for generations to keep us down. He's been giving every culture that come to this country, he's been giving them money, right? The Pakistanis, Afghanistanis, he just gave them $6.5 trillion. How much he give you, family? How much has he given you? Oh, he gave you a stimulus check. But guess what, dummies? He gave everybody a stimulus check. So he didn't just give it to black people. But he just gave the Afghanistans, who's not born here, who's likely have some terrorist people that's going to attack America in that group that came over here on the plane. But they didn't care. They didn't even tell them they had to take the vaccine. But they told black people, you have to take the vaccine. Because they told you that the governors and the Congress were exempt. So you mean to tell me it is a pandemic, and you're going to tell me that the governors and the government and the Congress and the Senate is exempt? And Nancy Pelosi came and told you, we can't force them to take it, but he's going to force you. Ain't that something? It went totally against your constitutional right. Where are my attorneys that here that didn't do what they were supposed to do? Where are my attorneys on here? Where are my attorneys that have a license to file lawsuits, but you won't? You have the authority to file lawsuits for black people, and you won't do it. Shame on you, because you've sold your soul and sold your people out, just like your pastors have, just like your black caucus have. You sold your people out, and you'd rather work for white folk because they're paying you better, because you're able to live among them and work around them and do what you want to do and think like them. They got you brainwashed, huh? You really think you're fitting in because you didn't move to their neighborhood? You really think you're fitting in because you're working on their job? You really think you're fitting in because you didn't marry their daughter? You really think you're fitting in because you didn't marry their son? You really think you're going somewhere and doing something, huh? Okay. You're going to get your wake-up call, too. You're going to get your wake-up call, too. You so trusting to them, you didn't drunk that poison. You didn't drunk that Kool-Aid, and you was willing. No matter what their history was, no matter you saw their history, you know how they treat you. You know how they feel about you. And shame on you every day you give your children to them, and you allow your children to be brainwashed about them. Your children don't even want to be black no more. Your children don't even like nothing to do with black. Your children don't even like their hair. Your children don't even like who they are. Your children look up to their children. Your children look up to white folks. But you've done this to them. You've brainwashed your own children. Shame on you. You've allowed your enemies to brainwash your children. You've allowed your enemies to mistreat your child. You've allowed your enemies to take over your child's brain. Shame on you. Shame on you. Is racism gone in America, family? Tim Scott said it was. Kamala Harris said it was. And now you say it is. Because that's what y'all act like. Y'all act like y'all forget. These are the same people that hung your ancestors up on trees. That set your ancestors on fire while they were alive. Who cut babies out of their stomachs and stomped on the babies and stomped their heads. These are the same people that's killing your sons in the street now. That's their grandchildren. We're looking at their grandchildren now. But you call them friends. You hanging out with them, call them best friends. Mary's my best friend. I bet you not her best friend. When it comes to white supremacy will always support white supremacy. Why is it black folk can't see this? Because we want so bad to believe that they've changed. Even though you're seeing how they feel about you. They show you every day. Racism is not something of the past. It's been something that's been done, and they've been doing it for so long, you've got so comfortable about being abused. It's almost like you have an abusive relationship with white folks. They beat you and treat you like dirt all the time. And what do? You make excuses why it's okay. They still redlining. 13th, 14th Amendment, they put their laws in place, and they have other laws in place. They gave the Asians a hate crime bill. We're the one that need it. Only 150 Asians were dying or died. 2,000 black people have died and more than that. We were the ones that needed the hate crime bill. But they convinced you. They convinced other black people that they needed it. And they gave it to them. But told you when the George Floyd bill came that they couldn't give you it. They couldn't do it. They said we couldn't take away qualified immunity from the police. Didn't they? And what did you say? Okay. And just allow them to keep moving on. Keep allowing them to be your leaders. You didn't say anything. You didn't come against them. You didn't rise up. You didn't say nothing. You just said, okay. Well, we didn't think they could do it, but we didn't think they could do it, and they didn't do it, but it's okay. Because we didn't expect them to do it. That's exactly what we said. That's exactly what we said. That's exactly what we said. We never hold anybody accountable. We never hold them accountable. We have things that are being done daily against us. And nobody will fight for us. Nobody. Nobody will fight for us. Let me help you to understand about critical race theory. Let me finish reading this for you. I just want you to understand why it's so important for our children to be taught critical race theory. You know you got black folk fighting this, right? It's always going to be something. We won't get everybody. But I hope that those coons took the Kool-Aid because they're done. Seriously. I hope they took the Kool-Aid. I hope they drunk the Kool-Aid because I know they're done. All these coons that want to sit up here and fight for your master, I hope you take the Kool-Aid. I hope you've already drank it because you're too weak to be in the battle. You're too weak to be around us. You're too weak. You're not going to do anything different, but you're going to hurt you. People that really look up to Massa and really want to help Massa and want to make sure that you hurt your own, you can't be around us. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. So, yes, I hope you drunk the Kool-Aid, and I hope you drunk enough of it. Let me show you why was critical race theory developed. Critical race theory developed in the 1970s as an effort by activists and legal scholars to understand why the U.S. civil rights movement had lost momentum. Do you guys believe that the U.S. civil rights movement lost momentum and was in danger of being reversed? And it has been. They use the civil rights against us. They give it to LGBT now. They give it to the midgets, the hunchback, the Asians. Afghanistan's now. Everybody can use civil rights movement except you. Their approach emphasized general and systematical features of the legal system that served to perpetuate race-based oppression and white privilege. Did you hear me? Their approach emphasized general and systematic features of the legal system that served to perpetuate race-based oppression and white supremacy, white privilege. You guys don't believe that, do you? Okay, I know you don't. Why is critical race theory important? Why is it important? Critical race theory is important because it potentially provides a more realistic understanding of white racism in the U.S. as not merely a set of negative attitudes toward other racial groups, but also a body of laws and legal practices whose real-world effect is the oppression of people of color, especially black folks. That means that when your child commits a crime, instead of him getting 2 years, he'll get 26 years. And a white child that commits the same crime will get 2 years probation. What about the white man that was raping a black year, a two-year-old black girl, and a judge released him? They had pictures of him having sex with this baby. The judge released him and gave him parole because he didn't give permission to the guy that taped him raping the baby. That's what the judge said. But that's okay, right? Okay. That's okay, right? Okay, we're still doing a live, but we'll call you back. So, let's understand something. We've been living racial, we've been living in critical, I got my mind set off, sorry. We've been living in this critical race theory. We live every day, we breathe it. Let me help you out to understand critical race theory. When you have been doing something for so long, for instance, back in the day, we used to paint our walls with lead paint, right? Now that we know it's harmful, do we still use it? Some people say, yes, it was great paint. But when you know better, you do better. When you've been doing something for so long, does not make it right. Just like I said, when you paint them walls with lead paint back in the day, when we found out it was lead paint, we should stop using that paint. But some places found out it was dangerous and still used it. Critical race theory. You wake up and you breathing. Or you stop by the police. You driving your car, you get stopped by the police. That's critical race theory. How? Because you get a ticket for doing five miles over. But the last person that he stopped was a white woman. She was doing 30 miles over. And guess what? He gave her a warning. Critical race theory. Just waking up black. You come on these jobs. You 5 minutes late. The other girl, she white. She was 30 minutes late yesterday. You get written up. She doesn't. Critical race theory. I'm just saying. We don't understand how important it is. Let their children see how what critical race theory is. Let their children see how they treated you back in the day. They got laws on the books that you don't even understand. They got a law in the book in Virginia that if you happen to kill a slave, you cannot be brought up on a felony charge. Tell me why. Is that law not still going on today? They have laws in the book that they're still going by that you don't even know about, that they're still going by, but they're not going to tell you. That's why you can see your child who gets 26 years for doing the same thing a white boy gets, but he gets 2 years probation. But guess what? You still trying to be friends with them. These are your enemies, frenemies. You still calling Becky your best friend. Critical race theory, let's see. Why is critical race theory important? Why is it important? I think I just read that one. Okay, we read that one. How does critical race theory challenge the neutrality of the law? Let me just help you understand something. Hold on, let me see. Let me help you understand something. Critical race theory is, let me ask you a question. If you're on a job, you don't like a white person, how can you change, impact their lives? Can you impact their lives? Name a way you can use to impact their life if you don't like a white person on your job. So if you're a bank manager or bank loan person, how can you impact that white person's life? Can you? No, you can't, right? Let's turn the question around. How can they impact your life? If they're working on a job with you, how can they impact your life if they don't like you? I can't hear you. Say it louder. They can fire you, right? And now some of you have experienced that, right? Okay. How can they impact your life if you went to buy a car? They can impact your life buying a car, right? Can they impact your life buying a house? Can they impact your life getting a bank loan? Can they impact your life when you tell them to come here and assess your house? And they could give you a lower assessment, right? Okay. That's critical race theory, family. I'm trying to help you guys understand, why do we need this taught in our schools? We need to teach our children how to recognize critical race theory. We need them to understand that there's laws on the book to devastate the black community. that they're still using today. Let me help you out. How does critical race theory challenge the neutrality of law? Critical race theorists argue that laws and explicitly impose a neutral standard with respect to race are compatible of addressing only the most injurious forms of race-based oppression. Sometimes you don't even know that it's racism. Sometimes that stuff is so hidden in the laws of the land that we see it every day and not even recognize it. Because it's so, they've been doing it for so long, we don't even consider racism. Often have only limited, though still valuable, practical benefits for disadvantaged minority groups, affording them equality of treatment or opportunity, but not equality of results. Did you hear that, family? How did critical race theory evolve? Critical race theory evolved from the critical legal studies in movement, which examined how the law and legal institutions served the interests of the wealthy. It was also influenced by the insight of then radical feminists that formed of domination and oppression may be exercised or manifested in seemingly in a cautious and largely unnoticed social practices. That means that it's done, we don't even notice it because they've been doing it so long. But did you guys know that Trump wrote an executive order? This is how threatened he was. Let me show you something. This is how threatened white folk is about critical race theory. This is how you know it's important that you need it. That he wrote laws against critical race theory. Did you know that? Let me help you understand something. In September 2020, President Trump issued an executive order excluding from federal contracts and diversity and inclusion training interpreted containing diverse concepts, race or sex stereotyping, and race or sex scapegoating. Among the content considered diverse is critical race theory. In response, the African-American policy forum led by legal scholar Kimberly Crenshaw, who wrote the critical race theory, and you guys need to look her up and really go into critical race theory, launched the Truth Be Told campaign to expose the harm that the order poses. Reports indicated that over 300 diversity and inclusive trainings have been canceled as a result of the order. And over 120 civil rights organizations and allies signed a letter condemning the executive order. But you have to understand, critical race theory is not a diversity and inclusion training, but a practice of interrogating the role of race and racism in society that emerged in the legal academy and spread to other fields of scholarship. CRT, which critical race theory notes that CRT is not a noun, but a verb. It cannot be confined to a statistic and narrow definition, but is considered to be an evolving and malleable practice. It critiques how the social construct of race and industrialized racism perpetuates racial caste systems that relegate people of color, black folk, to the bottom tiers. CRT also recognizes that race intersects with other identities, including sexual, gender identity, and others. CRT recognizes that racism is not a bygone relic of the past. Instead, it acknowledges that the legacy of slavery, segregation, and the imposition of school of second-class citizens on black Americans and other people of color continues to permeate the social fabric of this nation. So you have to understand, we think racism is gone because you didn't get comfortable. That's why they keep putting your men in jail. Because guess what? Once you become a prisoner, you become a slave. You're still not free. You still can't walk through America without the police stopping you and beating you half to death. You had a guy, Ozone, okay? And I did a show on YouTube, and if you guys want to look on YouTube, you guys can get my YouTube, go on YouTube at Cassandra Cheek, and you can see some of the videos that I've done, and I've done one on Ozone. He decided to live that day. The police stopped him, was harassing him, and then the police called for Charlie 777 or something. He had a code word for, he was calling. He was calling back up. He was calling back up to possibly hurt him. But guess what? Ozone said, not today. I'm not dying today. I'm not going out like a punk. So him and officer got into a fight, okay? And the best man won. I'm just saying. Allegedly. Things broke out, and allegedly, it's always allegedly. Because I wasn't there, so I have to allege what they say happened. Because you never know what happened. But that cop had called some backup, and he was finger to do some dirt, he thought. No, not that day. Hold on, but not today. I was also thinking about R. Kelly. And no, I don't condone what he did. But I'm going to tell you what. I don't see none of theirs going to jail. I see Harvey Weinstein, but did Harvey Weinstein get life? Harvey Weinstein didn't get life. R. Kelly got life like he killed somebody. How the hell are you going to get somebody life? He got life. But when do we blame the parents? Because I'm going to tell you what, some of y'all on here, I guarantee you no pedophile would have came to you and got to yours. That man was paying those parents. When do we blame the parents? You had R. Kelly, who's got life, of children that are being molested in Hollywood today. They're being molested today. They're being molested right now. Do you see any of those directors in jail? Do you see any of their parents in jail? No. And you think society don't know what goes on in Hollywood? Some of those actors that have told, they came out and told, they're dead today. Some of those actors have told you what happened. Those actors are dead and they tell you, well, I'm dead. I'm going to die. I'm getting ready to die now. But telling what happened in Hollywood. Let's see if we can name some of them actors. What are the actors' names that have died telling what goes on in Hollywood? And they said they committed suicide. Here, let me see. Hold on. Dang, this thing. Actors who have died committed suicide because they told secrets that happened in Hollywood. 12 of them. You have 12 people. You had 12 people that died in Hollywood of mysterious death. 12 people. I'm telling you, and some of these people have told people, have said they've given secrets out, and one in particular said that he knew he was going to die. He said he was going to die. Hold on, family. I can't. I cannot get it to come up, but I've seen where maybe I'll be able to get it later. But these are actors that have said things have been happening in Hollywood to children. They said it out, and they told people after they said it, they said, oh, I've talked too much. I know that I'm going to die. I've said too much. But what happened? They come up dead. They do. They come up dead. They come up dead. I don't understand why we think that it's okay when ours can get life and theirs live their life. Saying just like we had a whole Amber Geiger to commit murder. Did she get life in jail? No. She killed Botham Jean in his apartment while he was eating ice cream. Did she get life? No. No, they didn't get her life. But R. Kelly, they gave him life. But then what about Dylan Roof? What about Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two joggers? I mean, no. Two protesters. He killed them. And the people that drove him across the line, who drove him and who gave him that gun, why weren't they arrested? You had somebody that drove that boy across the state line. He wasn't supposed to be where he was anyway. He was underage, had a gun. Who gave him the gun? He should be arrested. But that guy wasn't arrested. They arrested Kyle, let him out. And they still have not had his trial yet. So he's free. He's still free. They probably ain't going to have no trial. Atiana Jefferson, what about that police officer that killed her and murdered her? Who killed her and murdered her? Killed her and murdered her. Still out. Probably still working now. Ain't going to jail. Ain't trying to go to jail. He probably didn't quit and went on work somewhere else now. This is the society we live in that tells you it's okay. You can do whatever you want to do. This is why we need the critical race theory. We need to put it in their face. We need to put it in their face, family. And until we make them, let them know that we see you. We see you. We see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. We're not going to let you get away with it. We still got the redlining. They still redlining. It's supposed to be against the law, and they still do it. What are we doing about it? Nothing. Why? Why? Why are we doing anything about it? They got a hate crime for the Chinese, who only 150, 160 of them died last year. Or didn't even die. They didn't even die. I take that back. They didn't even die. They had a hate crime against them. It could have been somebody cussing them out, but 2,000, over 2,000 black folk died. Where's your hate crime bill? And they told you, we can't do the George Floyd bill. Why? We couldn't do that. We couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. And we was okay with it. I'm going to tell you what, they never planned on doing nothing. They just wanted to shut you up, wanted to stop you from rioting. They told you, we're going to give you a bill. They put it in motion, but then y'all stopped rioting, and they forgot about it. That's what they always do to us. They never come through with nothing for us because we stop and we quit and we go home. No, we should have kept on rioting until you make this deal happen. We're going to burn it down. We have things that are being done against us daily that's inhumane to humanity. And where are my attorneys? Shame on you if you're not using your license to free your people. Shame on you. Why get a degree if you're not going to use it to help you with your, why you get a degree if you're not going to help you free your people? Why do you need a degree if you're not going to use it for your own? Why get a degree? So do you understand now why it's so important, how the critical race theory is so important? I'm sick of all this gaslighting. They got laws on the books they don't even use. Just like I remember the one chokehold one, that they was talking about the chokehold one or something. Gaslight. There's other laws on the books that's gaslit. They're there, but they don't use them for nothing. If you bring up race, that makes you racist. If I bring up race, that makes me racist. Really? How if I bring up race that makes me racist when I don't have any power? Black people can't be racist. We have no power. We have no power. So how are you calling black people racist? And how are we allowing them to call us racist? We have no power. We don't have the power to change lives. We don't have the power to change people. We don't have the power to change nothing. But we allow them to call us racist. Ain't that something? How you going to let them call you racist? I don't understand. And then we have black folks that's fighting against this critical race theory. Tell me they don't want their child to learn division. It's already divided. You don't want your child to learn about history? You don't want your child to learn about, we already know, you don't want your child to learn about how they treated Ruby Bridges how adults treated Ruby Bridges. She had to come out the classroom and be tutored by a white teacher. That's how horrible it was. And it's still like that today. But they had to get a program together to continue brainwashing your children. Who allows enemies to train their children? That's just idiotic to me. Who allows your enemies to educate your children? Did the Jews do that with the Germans? The Chinese won't allow nobody to come in any country and educate their own babies. The Chinese won't allow it. But you allow them to come over and change, educate your babies. Why do you think Afghanistan still have a love for their own country? America couldn't brainwash Afghanistan into loving them and selling out for America. Because Afghanistan wouldn't allow you to come in and educate their children. Black folk the only ones that allow people to come in and educate theirs and brainwash theirs. Because you actually believe the enemy's going to tell you how great you are and going to teach your children how great they are. Half the schools in America is below poverty line. No, it's not even credited. And then you have these charter schools, the charter schools that the white kids go to. You got the charter schools that the white kids go to. But the schools that the black kids go to, it's not even credited. And you allowing these people to educate your children. They don't even care about your children. But you allowing them to teach your children. Does that make sense? Make it make sense to me. Help and make it make sense, family. Make it make sense. I'm not going to be on here long because I know y'all, my conversation for y'all is too deep. I understand that. Y'all get mad when I come on. Y'all get mad when I come on, but it's okay. Because I'm going to keep coming back. Because when y'all going to need to hear this one of these days, when y'all see what's going on, and reality start hitting y'all niggas, y'all going to come on right on back. And y'all can come on my website. We talk about travel. It's getawayinternationals.com. GetawayInternationals.com. It's my website for my travel. And Heart Truth, HARDTRUTHZ, 12 at gmail.com. If you want to order your generators or your power packs, solar generators and your solar power packs, and your generators are $100 and your power packs is $40. So if you want I'll even give your power packs to you for $35. I'll give you a discount. And I'm going to discount the generators. Maybe we'll go $90 for generators. How about that? $10 off if you get it today or this week. I'm just saying, it's time for us to do better. I have travel deals. I do have a travel site, travel website. We have, we go anywhere in the world, Bahamas, Jamaica, Italy, Spain, Mexico, Hawaii, Connecticut, Denver, Los Angeles. We go anywhere you want to go. Four-star, two-bedroom, two-bath condo. You deal with me. I have a website. You can go on my website and get in contact with me that way. And then I have another travel thing, where you can go 3 to 5 days. You have to do a tour. It'll cost you $100, but you get $100 back. You just have to do the tour. And you go to Massanutten. You go to Williamsburg, Virginia. You go to Las Vegas. You go to Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, Florida. Those are five locations that you can go to. And you can see a tour. Pay $100, you get the $100 back. And also, if you want to join my team to work with me, you can also get in touch with me at getawayinternationals.com or gmail.com. And then you can let me know that you are interested in a job. And I'll teach you how to get your own travel business. It cost me less than $200 to get my travel business. And I can go nationwide with it. That's why I got into it, because I can go nationwide. Every phone number that you get or bring me and they book a trip or they book the five spots, you get money back. I'm not going to tell you how much. Also, if you plan a trip or if you are one that wants to come on board and you want to get people to buy trips, if they buy and purchase a trip, you get a percentage of that money. Okay, so you make as much money as you want to. You are creating your own business. You are creating your own lifestyle, okay? You can still also work the same job, work a job if you want to, or you can come on and work for me and make $200 or $300 a day. It's up to you. You book a trip, you get half of that money, you get that money, you get some of that money back. So it's up to you really how you want to live your life. If you want to live and continue working for white folks that hate you, and continue fighting on these jobs and continue fighting to, you know, for them to believe that you're somebody, or fighting to make them believe that you're, you know, worthy of their love and worthy. Yeah, who got time for that? Be in crackers alone. Come from among, be separate and love not, learn not their ways. That's what he told us to do. And we're suffering with these diseases that they have because we won't come from among and we're learning their ways. He told you not to even mix and mingle with them. He told you not to even give them to your daughters and your sons. He said, don't even let them marry them. And what have we done? Oh, we wanted to come together with enemies. So we allowed our children to marry them. We allowed them to mix and mingle. We allowed them to play together. We allowed all this crazy stuff he told you not to do. And if you Bible reading, Deuteronomy 7 tells you that, read it. And yes, it's talking to you. And half of y'all don't know who that Bible's talking to, so you don't take no credit for nothing. You don't know nothing about nothing. And you'll sit up there and tell me, it don't say that in the Bible. Read Deuteronomy 7 and 28. Read chapter 7 and chapter 28. Okay? Read those two books, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and chapter 28, and you'll understand who, and ask for revelation so that you can understand who you are. Okay? Jews come and tell you who you are, but you don't want to believe who you are. I ain't got time to argue with y'all people. I'm done arguing with y'all. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you. If you want to believe it, you believe it. If you don't, you can move forward and do you, because I'm done trying to make people, you know, believe or listen. I'm done with all that. I don't have time for that. I have too much. I have to get my business going because I'm getting ready to move, and I'm moving to Africa. I bought some land, and I am moving to Africa. I did buy my land in Gambia, and also I'm going to get some more land in when I get there in Ghana and Sierra Leone. I've already planned it, so everywhere I put my feet, I'm buying land, and I'm giving it to my granddaughter. Because I keep telling y'all, y'all can have your own. Y'all can have your own. I've been teaching my granddaughter and showing her, I want her to have her own business, and I'm going to buy her a shop. I'm going to get her her building. And if she wants to work in it, she can. But if not, she can hire 8 different people, charge them rent, let them work under her, and she'll be set. And you don't just have to get one. You can get several businesses. The African continent is the now. It's the now. It is the now. If you don't know that and you stuck in America and you want to keep on living here, you could do just that. But me and mine, we out. I don't care. People say, who you running? You can call. I'm running to live. I'm running to live. I want my lineages to live. I don't want them to die because somebody don't like their color, or die because they driving a nice car, or die because you get in a traffic stop and you make one move and he's threatened and he's fearful and they shoot you dead. No. Mm-mm. We're not doing them. We're not going there no more. We're not doing that. I just wanted you guys to just come on here and have an open ear and be ready to learn. I got more white folk following me than black folk. That's a shame. What they following me for? Okay? What they following me for? But that's a story for another day. But I hope you guys are, I hope I've said something to actually encourage you to want to do something different with yourself, to want to do something different and want to be free. I know a lot of my conversation is, it makes you mad, but I want to make you mad because I want to make you think. I want to make you so mad that you want to do something. Prove me wrong then. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. How about that? Prove me wrong. You say, yeah, my best friend is Heather. Prove me wrong. That, and help me to believe that Heather is your best friend and she would never hurt you. Please. Please, you can't prove me wrong. Because I know Heather better than you know Heather. You should know Heather, but you don't, and you won't. But it's okay. Because I got to go, and I did not want to be on here all day. I did not want to be on here all day. So with that said, family, you guys have a great rest of your day. And I hope you heard something and learned something. And I hope you're ready for what's coming.